Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Brigham Hoig, and she is the manager of Produce in the Park as well as Cass County Wellness Director. Good morning to you, Brigham.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You know, it's pretty exciting. Produce in the Park is just around the corner for the opening day, and I know you're really excited about all the things that are going to happen.
Yes, we have got a great summer market ahead.
And we should just remind people, date, time, and place for Produce in the Park.
Yep. Produce in the Park starts Thursday, June 2nd, and it's every Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Atlantic City Park. That's the park right across from the courthouse in Atlantic.
Mm-hmm. Great place. Usually, when the weather is cooperative, it is a beautiful place to be. Shade if it's really hot, mm-hmm. and... Just a nice place to walk and just to be in the park visiting with folks and so on. But people want to come to buy some food, too.
Yes.
What kind of homegrown things are going to be there this coming week?
Yeah. Well, we are going to have a lot of vendors. I'm expecting something like 20 vendors on week one, which is just fabulous. And we have Bridgewater Farm, that's an organic farm right near Bridgewater, back this year, and they just have so much excellent fresh produce. And so they're going to be there. You're also going to see favorites like Sue's Country Garden and Brunco Farm, Harrisdale Farmstead. All of those will be there with produce, of course. But we've got a lot more than produce at this market. We've got Noble Provisions and Brunco Farm both selling meat. So we've got beef, pork, lamb, chicken, farm fresh eggs. We've got local honey. And then we have some pretty excellent dessert vendors in the food category as well.
Making me hungry.
Same.
And then you said something about a food truck or what? There's food ready to go too if you want to go from the park to home and take your meal with you. That's also an opportunity.
Yes. This year we're going to have, I think, one food truck vendor there every night. At opening night, it's going to be Hungry Spartan Pizza out of Exira. So, you know, I've already talked to some folks who say, "Ooh, I love that pizza." Going to be there for sure. So it's going to be a fun summer to eat in the park too.
All right. And let's go back to the farm and talk about, you have a special giveaway planned.
Yes, we do. This is a partnership thanks to the Local Food Policy Council, but on night one only. So this is only happening on June 2nd. All adults who come to the park, 18 and older, can enter this drawing for free, no cost to enter. And after night one at the park, we're going to draw one winner is going to receive a box of produce every night of Produce in the Park season from Bridgewater Farm. So that means every week we have a 20-week park market, and so starting on June 9th, that winner will get their first box of produce, and then they'll get a box all the way through mid-October. And I mentioned Bridgewater Farm has excellent variety of food, and that box will change contents over the season as they get different things. That is estimated to be a $350 value, so I say definitely enter.
Definitely come and sign up to get your chance as well as enjoy all the other things going on. And, you know, it's also, I think, a way as we look at the produce that's available, kind of think about the season. And, of course, it changes with the season, and some years it's earlier, some years it's later. We never quite know. That's part of the surprise, I guess, of growing produce as well as finding fresh produce.
Yes.
So there, yes. What else is happening? We want kids to come. Anything special for kids?
Sure. Yes. So the YMCA is actually our June sponsor for the month, and they are bringing their bounce house every week of June. So we are super excited about that. They're also going to have more activities as well. We will always have another organization on site. So first night, June 2nd, we've got Atlantic Public Library celebrating what we're calling self-care summer. So they're going to bring some self-care activities. And I really want everyone to know opening night, June 2nd, Jason Reed is performing live at the park. That is a free concert. He's awesome. Bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, relax and enjoy the music.
Okay. Have we missed anything? Oh, I know. We really haven't talked about the non-food items that are local creations.
Yes, exactly, LaVon. That was the other thing I wanted to be sure we get to talk about. We've got a bunch of craft vendors, beauty product vendors, you know, handmade soaps, candles, wood crafts, jewelry. We've got just a ton of vendors in that category. We've also got Atlantic Atlas Cinema bringing like popcorn snacks and things. So I didn't necessarily mention those earlier. So we've just got an awesome variety of vendors.
And one of the things that I always think is interesting and helpful about the market is you're going to find things there that you probably will not find in local businesses or out of town or what, that there's a lot of creativity that goes on.
Yeah, there really is, totally.
Okay, have we missed anything? She's thinking. Now, so I have a question.
Yeah.
What if, so we've got a lot of vendors signed up. Is it possible if somebody decided, hey, I want to be in on this activity, that a vendor could still sign up?
Yes, that's a great question. Yes, we accept vendors throughout the season. So people can sign up for the whole season or just one night or just, you know, 4 nights of the season. Definitely. So get a hold of me as market manager. You can email produceinthepark@atlanticiowa@gmail.com. Spell out all those words. Or call 712-249-5870. We love to have new vendors.
Okay. And I'm just going to throw in, if you don't remember all that, just contact the extension office and they'll guide you to Brigham or to the right information. So now we've, you know, you're the leader, you're the manager, but you have some other folks involved that help make some decisions and support what's going on. You have a board. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, I've got an awesome board at Produce in the Park. So this organization has been going on for a long time. And at this time, folks on the board include Bailey Smith and Kelsey Bishorner from the Chamber, as well as Jen McIntaffer from CADCO, Kate Olson, Director of Extension, Colton Hewlett, HR for Cass Health, Emily Polson of Brimco Farm, Vicki Nerdskog, who is a volunteer in many, many organizations, and we also just added Jonna Joy, who is one of our jewelry vendors at the park, to the board.
And so if people have questions, comments, they can always visit with one of those people as well as with you, Brigham, to, you know, I suppose it's possible to have a complaint, but let's hope they also, there's always so many compliments could be made. And that's really useful to all of you, the vendors, everybody involved, to have some feedback. You know, one thing we haven't mentioned, I guess, when it comes to food, I'm thinking that you're attempting at least to have a chef or somebody to offer tasting samples each time.
Yes, we are going to be doing that again, and that is another crowd favorite, and it's a great way to get folks exposed to produce and to try something without buying it, learn a new recipe. So yes, we will have our guest chef back and our free produce taste test for everyone at the park.
And often, I'm not sure about the first time, but often you have other handouts, seeds, printed handouts for ideas, so there's usually a lot of free giveaways.
Yes, yes. We try to make sure that there are a lot of no-cost things to enjoy at the park.
All right, Brigham, remind us time, place, starting date.
Sure. Produce in the Park is every Thursday starting June 2nd, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Atlantic City Park, every Thursday through October 13th.
Okay, we hope to see you all there, folks. Put it on your calendars and don't forget. And until next time, here's a thought. Think about what our neighborhoods would be like if each of us offered, as a matter of course, just one kind word to one other person.